Blog Talk Radio.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night. Christmas.
Hold on. Before we get started, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Before we get this started, man, we're going to bring that back. Yeah, this is the Christmas episode, the Christmas episode of 2013. You know what I'm talking about the crank L? You know what I'm saying? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ up in here.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm going to get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright, and we're caroling through the
like that. I thought you would. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. Get ready. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out. Much love to my little cousin, Tony Ashley. Yes, sir. Kicking it with me in the chat room. Appreciate you being in here, tuning in with me. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. When hip hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, this Christmas, or should I say this Christmas. That's my favorite, this Christmas. They want you, you know, they want to be politically correct, what they call politically correct. You know what I'm saying? Don't say Merry Christmas, say Happy Holidays. Nah, I won't say Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. How about that, huh? So this Christmas, or this Christmas, for those that would allow, you know, what that like, well, that want to have Jesus stay in Christmas, somebody would kick Santa Claus out, you know what I'm saying? We don't hang with Issy, we hang with JC, you know what I'm talking about? For sure, man, it's JC birthday, Jesus Christ birthday, not no Santa Claus, Rudolph, Frosty, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, you could tell this day is something, you know, it's when we celebrate it, we can't tell that that's when he was born, but it's when we celebrate it. But, you know, who else, you know, on your birthday now, you usually get presents on your birthday, you know. But on Jesus' birthday, the majority of the world get presents on it. You know what I'm saying? There's a few, you know, circumstances where people can't get, you know, things, you know what I mean? We pray for everybody because, you know, I want, you know, God can reach everybody. So my prayer is that God will touch everybody and bless them, you know what I mean, during this season. You know, a lot of folks lost loved ones and, you know, be sad and, you know, a lot of stuff happened, but, you know, my heart goes out and my prayers goes up to God, you know what I mean, that he may, you know, let everybody, you know, feel his joy this Christmas, you know what I'm talking about? So, before we go ahead and jump into it, let's open up with prayer before we take it another step further. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for all the many blessings you have let us receive in this life. Thank you for everything that you still have planned for us, Father. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you and your people this day, Father. I pray that you would just let your will continue to be done in our lives, continue to lead us and guide us, Father. Continue to keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And let those spirit and truth worshipers, Father, continue to grow in you and continue to be about your business, Father, no matter what, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would bless this broadcast today. I pray that you be pleased with it. I pray that you be glorified through it, Father. And I pray that you would touch the hearts and minds of those that listen. I pray that you would water the seed that will be planted. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are in here. Today's topic, this Christmas. Are you celebrating this Christmas with SC or JC, huh? Mm-hmm. Who your children know about most? Do they know more about Santa Claus or do they know more about Jesus? Hmm? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We up in here, man. So y'all know we got scriptures. We got a few songs, you know what I'm saying? Christmas songs, Christmas songs, whatever you want to call them, you know what I mean? Everything like that. Happy birthday, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I know it's Thursday, but this is the Saturday before that. You know what I mean? The weekend before Christmas, we come on every Saturday. So, this is our Christmas episode. You know what I mean? For sure, man. So, we're going to go ahead and jump into it, man. The first thing we're going to go ahead and do is go ahead and get the scriptures. Everybody pull out your Bible or, you know, you're listening here. And we're going to go to Luke. We're going to go to Luke, the first chapter. We really going to just look at, you know, our Lord and Savior, man. You know what I mean? This spectacular day, you know what I'm saying, that he was born. Everything like that. I don't know why we, you know, every Christmas we want to just put our finger under the baby chin, under baby Jesus' chin and say, Gucci, Gucci, Goo, like he's still a baby. How he's still going to be a baby every year? And we get older every year as humans, and he's above us. He's the Lord. Come on, man, with all this. But yeah, this Christmas, yeah, this when hip hop meets Christ, your homie Oasis on the line up in here, you know what I mean? Right along with God the Father, God the Son Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. So fear nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Fear nothing but God, you know what I mean? For sure. So we're gonna look at Luke though. Luke the first chapter. Again, shout out much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you tuning in. This Christmas episode. Luke the first chapter. We're going to start with verse 26. So Luke chapter number 1, starting with verse 26, and we're going to look at this spectacular verse, you know what I mean, of the Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, man. You know what I mean? I'm quite sure you heard this story many times, but hey, never like this. You know what I'm saying? This is fresh revelation, hot off the press for 2013 right now. You know what I mean? God's word is relevant, man, and it grows with you. You know what I'm saying? It'll never be outdated. You know what I'm talking about? So Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26, it says, "Now in the sixth month, angel Gabriel was sent by God." So an angel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. So an angel was sent by God to the earth. I want y'all to look at this now. An angel was sent by God to a city on earth of Galilee, a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin. That's a human being, a woman, you know what I mean? Never had sex before, a virgin. To a virgin betrothed to a man, so she was engaged, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Verse 28, Luke chapter number 1. Says, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you." Now, this is what the angel is saying to Mary, a regular human being now. I don't want to say regular. She was a human being, but she had a relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? She was in right standing with God. You know what I mean? Not because of nothing she did, but she, you know, had faith in God. All right, verse 28 says, and having come in, the angel said to her, you didn't know the angel could talk to you? The angel said to the human, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you." Boy, that's good enough right there. The Lord is with you. Know that this Christmas, that the Lord is with you. "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Verse 29 says, but when she saw him, when she saw the angel, she was troubled at his saying, so she wasn't scared of the angel because she got faith in God, and God is real, just as well as this angel and this human being were having a conversation right here. Verse 29 says, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, at what he said, and considered what manner of greeting this was, because she's a virgin now. So she was troubled, like, huh? She's a virgin, but she's engaged. So she's, you know, waiting or what have you till she got married. All right, so that's why it troubled her. So in verse 30, then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, don't worry about it, Mary, for you have found favor with God." So he comforted her, and that's what God does, comforts us, even when he makes you uncomfortable, so he can get comfortable with you. He is the God of all comfort, because your situation could always be worse, so he does comfort. So the angel said to her in verse 30, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." What? Jesus. Say it again. Jesus. That's right. The Lord and Savior, Jesus, Yahshua, you know what I mean? The Christ, the anointed one. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, that's his name in English. And over here in America, we speak now. That's the language. Yeah, but his name is Jesus. That's his English name. And that's what his name going to be all over the earth. That's, you know, because America is what God chose to put his name on. You know what I mean? On America's soil. You know what I'm saying? You got a problem with that. You got to talk to the man, talk to the master crafter. You know what I mean? All right? So you will conceive in your womb, bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32 says, he will be great. Yeah, he ain't going to be no loser, even though they treated him like that, killed him and all that stuff like that, treated him like a criminal, he was innocent. But verse 32, this is the angel telling Mary about the son that's going to be born through her, but it's God's son. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. Yeah, God Almighty. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Verse 33 says, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Look at that. He's the life. So in his kingdom there is no end. We all have an end on this earth, but you got another beginning. Will it be with Jesus? I want to be with Satan. You know what I'm saying? We all have an end. So he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Yeah, eternity. We'll be with him forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. That's right. Verse 34, Luke 1, says, then Mary said to the angel, see, she's talking to the angel, how can this be since I do not know a man? Like, I believe you, but how can this be? Like, she believed, but she looked at the natural situation. She was like, how can this be when I'm still a virgin? I don't, you know, I never had sex before, so I can't get pregnant or what have you. I'm not married, you know what I mean? So she, you know, she's engaged, but she, how can this be since I do not know a man, since I'm still a virgin? How can I have a baby if I'm a virgin? That's what God does. He takes the stuff that we can't do, and he does the impossible. You know what I'm saying? He's not limited by us, and he shows us that from time to time. You know what I mean? Time again, he shows us that he's not limited by the things we are limited by. He is, you know, limitless. He's the reason that everything is here, that everything exists. You know what I'm saying? So she even like, how can this be since I do not know a man? You know, I got I'm engaged. I got a fiance, but, you know, I'm waiting till we get married. You know what I'm saying? Verse 35 says, and the angel answered and said to her, see, God don't, he's not necessarily, you know, he's not moved by your natural circumstance because he can change your circumstance. He can work with whatever you got right now and do make something beautiful out of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You know what I'm saying? Verse 35, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. See that? Mm-hmm. This the angel, but not, this ain't even the Holy Spirit yet. But he's telling her, the angel is telling her in verse 35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High, the power of the Almighty, the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. That Holy One, born holy. You know what I'm saying? He's born holy. See, we born in Satan and iniquity and everything like that. But he was born holy. So, because that's why God used the virgin womb. Holy. See what I'm saying? So it's what God says and what God does. And that's what we have to realize and remember, that we are not on this earth operating by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? The devil can't just do whatever he want to do, because God is still the one that's in control of this whole situation, the whole earth, the whole world, everything. You know what I'm saying? Even the devil has to bow down to God. You know what I'm saying? Get this Jesus. You know what I'm saying? This Christmas. Get this Jesus. So the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. This is a miracle taking place here. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. See, this is a miracle. Miraculous works. God works. He still does miracles. You know what I'm saying? See, humans, we be so quick to believe a magician. But then when you come to the Bible, you don't think that God can do whatever he want to do, man. You want to limit God, but then look at a human. Well, I can see this human doing this. But then blah, blah, blah. What? Come on, man. All God tells us to do is believe in the first place. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, this Christmas. Keep Christ in Christian. You know what I'm talking about? So we just read Luke, the first chapter, verses 26 through 35. And we, you know, I wanted to point out the fact that Mary was a real woman, like she was, that's a real human being. The angel Gabriel, that was a real angel. You know what I'm saying? They had a real conversation. This wasn't no make believe nothing. You know what I'm saying? They had a real conversation, and then that was a real virgin that got pregnant and had a real baby, King and Lord of all. The miraculous works or actions of Abba Father. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to pose this question while we up in here with it. I just want to pose this question. You know what I'm saying? Is Jesus invited to celebrate his birthday with you this Christmas? That's what I want to know. Is Jesus invited to celebrate his birthday with you this Christmas? This Christmas? You know what I'm saying? Are you kicking it with SC or JC this year? That's what I want to know. Are you kicking it with SC or JC? Uh-huh, 2013, this Christmas. Who you kicking it with? Santa Claus or Jesus the Christ? What about the children, huh? Do they know more about Santa Claus or Satan Claus is what I call them? Yeah, switch that N. Put that N in the middle and see what it spells off of Santa. All right, think I'm tripping. Yeah. Santa, I mean, put it on the N. Take the N out of the middle. I'm sorry, I'm looking at Satan Claus right now. It's spelled right. You know what I'm saying? S-A-T-A-N. Satan Claus. But take the N out of the middle of Santa and put it on the end of Santa and see what it spells. You know what I'm talking about? But that's who we keep on keeping him alive and then want to kill Jesus. And can't even kill him because he's the life. You know what I'm talking about? And that's real, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Getting you this Jesus, you know what I'm saying? All day long. All day strong. Show, man. You'll be here, man. It is Jesus.
Love you so, yes, Lord. You came and died for me. I love you so. Yes, I love you so. You made me whole. Love you so. Yes, I do. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I praise and worship your holy name. Just want to tell you I love you. I love you. You sent your son to die for me. He came to set the captives free. Just want to tell you I love you. I love you. Sending your son.
Lord, send your Holy Spirit here. Because of you, I'll have no fear. To you, I'll use my voice to sing. Glory, hallelujah.
And when my work on earth is done, I know that I'm already one. You are the Father.
Yeah. What's crackling? We up in here, man. You're tuning in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? For Sheezy, for sure. We up in here, man. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, this Christmas. You know what I'm talking about? This Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Big Hurt. What up, homie?
King, what
Big
is,
Hurt.
King?
What's
up with you? Chilling like
a hoe. Yes, sir.
And, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
What you got there? Hey, man, let me ask you, who you kicking it with this year? Big Hurt, King Big Hurt. Who you kicking it with this year, man? With JC or SC, cuz?
Man, with JC, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
For real, man. Like, we can't be giving our props to a fictional character. Come back, do it. We can't give our props to a fictional character, you know what I mean? These parents go out and spend all their money, and then say Santa Claus did it. Man, really?
Yeah, right.
Tell the truth, bro. JC did it, bro. Really, bro.
Right.
He the one to help you get your job. He the one to put you on. He the one to help you get your money. John Paul didn't do it. Jesus Christ did it for you, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it's going to be Christ, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm talking about, man.
Change up the Xmas and all this. Nah, man, gotta stay the same.
Right.
That's like if I got a birthday and you take my birthday, say, well, listen, we ain't gonna call it your birthday. We just call it one of them days. We ain't gonna call it your birthday. We ain't gonna say it's your birthday. We just gonna call it one of them days. You know what I mean? And Jesus Christ is way more important to me. You know what I mean?
That right. And
that's crazy. They just taking the religion and the meaning out of it. If you gonna take his name out of it, then it ain't even no holiday no more.
Right. That's redundant. Yeah. Like, how you gonna take his name out of it? It's when we celebrate his birthday, you know what I'm saying? They gonna leave it out. Just,
Yeah.
And then, well, not only that, you saying taking it and giving it to a make-believe character, but then he the real character, and he is truth. He the truth.
Yeah.
He real. You know what I'm saying? He ain't just real, but he's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So how dare we, you know what I mean, tell these folks about Santa Claus. What do I look like taking my chair out and go sit on Santa Claus' lap? Especially in this world.
That's
about the freaking perverts out here in this
pervert.
World now. Right. Bunch of them out here, molesters and stuff. Man, please.
Yeah,
I beat the Satan out of Claus. I beat the Satan out of Claus then. Yes, sir. I beat the Satan out of Claus then, brother.
And then, bro, you rearrange the letter and sound them. Yeah, that's good, man. That's the best saving, you know what I mean?
Yeah, drop take the end out the middle.
Drop the end, put it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Take all. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
sir.
They just take the meaning out of it and what it really means. Know what I mean? That's like saying April and April on Easter. That's like saying we're going to change to Mondays. We're going to change Easter to Mondays. Even though Easter's supposed to be on, we're going to change to Mondays.
Hmm. Right.
And it's going to be strictly about a bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be what? Was it the first Sunday or the fourth Sunday Easter?
Mm-hmm.
It whichever one Easter falls, whichever day that Easter fall on, and that's like taking it and changing it. Then if you change the day of Easter, that means it's no longer the day that Jesus resurrected, you know what I mean? So
right. You
take the meaning out of it by changing it around.
And
that's
kind of
what
they're
going to try to do.
Yeah, that's their agenda. That's their agenda, man, because we living in a world now where you can, it's like we accept anything. Like the human beings, us as humans, we accept anything except Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How you accept any and everything else but not Christ, and he's the truth, and everything was made through him. He the Lord of all. You know what I'm saying? This Christ, man.
Yeah.
This Jesus. You know what I'm talking about, man? We uplift him
over here, man.
We exalt him.
You really might just have started bucking, bro. Like
oh,
I.
Oh, yeah.
So. You know how gangs get offended when you say some word, bro. X-Men, you just crossed out the person that saved us. You just crossed his name out. You pretty much just disrespecting him by crossing his name out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that was very disrespectful by instead of Christ. They could have called it anything X-Men. X-Men. You going to put an X right there?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Put an X on the end of it. You're going to X out Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Always trying to take Jesus out. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, even when they killed him, man, God brought him back. So, you know, we don't die, we multiply. You know what I'm saying? We God's kids. Baby kid, we God's children. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm just saying, bro, it's like, if you're going to take his name out and if you don't believe in it, then it's not your holiday. You know what I mean? What you celebrating for?
True.
What you celebrating for if it's not your holiday? If you don't believe in it, then don't change the name of it. Then stop believing. If you don't believe in it, well, that's you. Well, I mean, we trying easy. You know what I mean, that's on you. If you don't believe, you don't believe. Don't try to
don't
change
me
it around
I believe.
So everybody else can celebrate it.
Right.
You know what I mean,
and don't fault me because I believe in Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like you could do. We don't believe in Jesus. You got to respect that. But I believe in Jesus, and y'all don't have to respect that. You're going to get these Jesus to say, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They don't believe, but we have to change our holiday around. You know what I mean?
Right. But for
we
them,
do believe,
for their disbelief.
We do believe, and, man, we get dogged out. We get talked about. They do anything else, you know what I mean? Keep dirt on, keep pushing, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's okay.
But get what?
To them.
You're still standing.
Yeah.
Still standing strong, man. That's what I'm talking about, Big Hurt. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. So, yeah, stay on the line, man. We're about to jump into some more of these scriptures. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all know we got scriptures for days. This is where hip-hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm saying? We're going to look at John, man. You know what I mean? We're going to John, the third chapter. You know what I'm saying? Very familiar verse, very important verse that the world should know, but I think they just say it. I think they just run over it now. John 3:16, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to look at verse 17, too. You know what I'm saying? This Christmas. So this is Jesus' birthday. You know what I'm talking about? This is Jesus' birthday, so we exalt Jesus the Christ. We uplift him. So John, the third chapter. Hey, King. Big Hurt.
Yeah.
Mute your phone, bro, until you're ready to talk again. You know what I'm talking about? When you're ready to talk, just come on in there. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. All right.
Cool.
That's what it is. Appreciate you tuning in, too, King. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John 3, verse 16. And it says, very familiar, very important verse. But like I said, I think it's just ran over these days. You know what I'm saying? But it's still relevant. And when you look at it right and when you let it hit your heart, you'll get the right understanding and revelation from it. John chapter number 3 and verse number 16, it says, for God Almighty, God the Almighty, so loved the world. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. This God Almighty did this. And some people, they just so key-brained, they think they can, you know, outthink God. Well, who made God and who did this? Man, God is. He's always been. How about that? I am. That's him. That's him. You know what I'm talking about? Thinking you so smart. You know what I mean? For God so loved the world. We exist because of him. He loved the world so much that he gave Jesus and said that whoever believes in him, you will not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus is the life. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is the life. Verse 17, it says, for God did not send his Son. He didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world. See, you ain't got to be scared of Jesus. Or, I don't want to walk with God until I start doing this. Or I don't want to go walk with God until I stop doing that. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn you. You know what I'm saying? He didn't send his Son into the world to condemn you, but to save you. You know what I'm saying? For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, the world through Jesus, the world through what he did, might be saved. You see what I'm saying? He loves the world, but the world hates him. Still ain't accepting him to this day. But those of us that's out of this world that have accepted him, you know what I'm saying? I pray that God will continue to grow us, you know what I mean, in him. Spirit and truth worshipers, you know what I'm saying? He said, pray for more laborers. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So pray for more laborers. So all true spirit and true worshipers, man, let's pray for more laborers. You know what I'm saying? May God send, fill his harvest up with more laborers, man, that's going to really be about God's business. You know what I'm saying? Not about us. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ, man. So God sent Jesus from heaven to earth to rescue us from the power and the penalty of sin. That's why Jesus was here. He was manifested. The scripture says Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the enemy. You know what I'm saying? To destroy what the enemy did back in the Garden of Eden. That's why Christ was brought forth, to destroy what the devil did when he deceived Eve and when Adam fell short. The second Adam, Jesus the Christ, came from heaven to earth to rescue us humans. Yeah, that God loved so much. Came to rescue us from the power and the penalty of sin. See, that's what's called grace. He don't condemn you. Romans 8:1 says, there is now, therefore, is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So if you belong to Christ, you don't have no reason to feel condemned at all. You know what I'm saying? No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You know what I'm saying? All things work together for your good. All that's Romans 8, man. Very good verse in the Bible. All right? And we got, you know, got scriptures and everything like that, but we will, I always like to tell everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? We only can highlight verses when we come before you on Saturdays. The preacher on Sunday can only highlight certain verses. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful because some of them, you know what I'm saying, they don't be on that reel anyway. So get into the whole Word of God for yourself, man. Get to know God for yourself. Get to know, make Jesus your Lord and Savior. Let him come into your life and prove to you. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says, oh, taste and see that he is good. Oh, taste and see that he is God. Taste and see that he is real. You know what I'm saying? Got a few more scriptures, man. Then we're going to jump into another song, man. John, the first chapter, though. Flip over. We were just in John 3:16. 17, and remember, God is the one that sent Jesus from heaven to earth to rescue you from the power and the penalty of sin. You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. John 1:1, and we're going to read 1 through 5 and skip down to verse 9 and read 9 through 14. But John chapter number 1, verses number 1 through 5, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Let me read that again. DJ Scratch, if Scratch, bring it back. It says, John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning. Did you know that? John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning, and Genesis 1 and 1 starts off in the beginning as well. In the beginning. Uh-oh. Must have been two beginnings. Might be more than that. Uh-oh. But yeah, in the beginning was the Word. See, this is before time for those P-brain folk. They be like, well, who created God? John 1 and 1 tells you in the beginning was the Word. The Word was here. You see what I'm saying? And the Word was with God. Mm-hmm. And the Word was God. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And guess who the Word is? Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not, if the Word you're listening to ain't God, if it's not Jesus, then it's not the Word of God. Uh-oh. Yeah. That go for all religions. All whatever you want to make. Yeah, I just said it. And I got proof. John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if your Word that you call God, or you didn't listen to the humans that call God, if it's not the Word, if it's not Jesus, because that is the Word of God, if it's not Jesus, then it's not the Word of God, shouty. I'm telling you. Or tally. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I mean? If you want to look more to it, we can skip down right now to verse 14 and what it says. John 1 and 14 says, and the Word became flesh. You got to break it down. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh. The Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. And the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. That means God became flesh then, right? John 1, 14. And the Word became flesh. God became flesh. See, Jesus wasn't no regular man. He wasn't just no prophet. He wasn't just no good person, no Samaritan. It's God himself inside of Jesus reconciling, bringing the world back to himself because we messed up in Adam and Eve. And you can't sit up here and say, if I were back then, I would have made a different decision because they were the first of all humans. And they did it. They got tricked by an enemy. We get tricked by the enemy now. You know what I'm saying? But screw Satan. We're going to get this Jesus up in here, man. Yeah, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Your homie Oasis on the line, man. With the Lord. Yes, sir. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Verse 14 again. The Word became flesh and he was here among us. And we seen him. We beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. See, he's the only begotten of the Father. Some of the folk in church get saved, start walking with God, and then they come up there thinking they the only begotten of the Father. You acting more, how you acting more holy than Christ and he the one Savior? He don't even act like you. You up in here fashionably late. Booze, you got the big hats on and the suit. Yeah, we getting on it, man. You know what I'm saying? But he was the glory. He had the glory. We seen him. Verse 14. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. See, some folks think they got on the cross and died for you. They think they got on the cross and died for themselves. They forgot that you was wretched when God met you. And you started walking with God, and you're still wretched right now because you think you're perfect. Uh-oh. What is wrong with Oasis? Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting the Lord use me. You know what I'm saying? But let's go back up here, man. John 1 and 1 again. Let's read down 1 through 5 right now, then go to verse 9. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Who created God? In the beginning, he was here. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Verse 2 says, he was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Do y'all see verse 3? All things were made through him. This is John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made through Jesus, and without Jesus, nothing was made that was made. In Jesus, in him, was life. And the life was the light of humans or men. Humans, though. In him was life, and the life was the light of humans, the guidance. You want to know which way to go? He's the guider. That's him. He's the light of the world. Verse 5 says, and the light shines in the darkness. See, he ain't leave you hopeless. You know what I'm saying? Because when in the beginning, Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, you know what I mean? It was darkness, it was water, and it was God's spirit over the water. Before God even said, let there be light, it was darkness here. It was God's spirit over the water, and it was water here. You know what I'm saying? But look at verse 5. It says, and the light shines in the darkness. He spoke. He said, let there be light in the darkness. Now, and the light shines in the darkness. Let there be light. And the darkness did not comprehend it. Now, skip down to verse 9. It says, that was the true light. Well, not all of the lights. The true light, though. You know what I mean? Singular. Ain't no room for imposters. That was the true light, which gives light to every human coming into the world. Give light to every man coming into the world. When you're a baby, you believe in Jesus. Then what happened? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. That was the true light, which gives light to every human coming into the world. Verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Jesus was in the world. We celebrate his birthday every year. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, this Jesus now, and the world did not know him. So how the heck you going to celebrate Christmas without celebrating Jesus? You know what I'm saying? And this is, I'm talking about, it's so important, so vital, and his name is in there. You know what I'm saying? His name in there. In the holiday, Christmas. Now, I know some people say, it's a pagan holiday, but if you know the Lord and you choose to serve him and celebrate his birthday, all right, who going to stop you from doing that? You know what I'm saying? If you put a smile on his face, come on, man, don't let the naysayers stop you. You know what I'm saying? All right, verse 11, John chapter 1 says, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. See that? I died for you. You got I'm in your heart. Matter of fact, my word in your heart. I come to you, make it out for you, that, you know, lay out grace for you, but then you don't receive me. Verse 11, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Verse 12, but as many as received him, see there, some people, everybody is not going to, you know, be an atheist. Everybody's not going to go against Christ. You know what I'm saying? Verse 12 says, as many as received him, some people going to receive Jesus. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm talking about for real, for real. Yeah, going to receive Jesus. Verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave the right. So it's a right to become children of God. So stop saying everybody is a child of God. No, I'm going to tell you like this. Everybody is a creation of God, but everybody is not a child of God because you have to receive Jesus according to verse 12, John chapter 1. I ain't making this up. I'm just making it plain for you. Well, God doing this. But as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right. It's a right to become a child of God. You see what I'm saying? When you know Jesus, you receive Jesus, yeah, then you're a child of God. You can't, I'm a child of God, but I don't believe in Jesus, and Jesus is God's son. Come on, man. That will make you a child of God. Receiving what the son already did for you. You know what I'm saying? We finna see in verse 14, like we were seeing earlier, that he is him. This is God. That's inside of Jesus. It was God. 100% God. 100% man. Born through a virgin. Come on. Killed him and raised back up. Come on, man. That can't be nobody, no one but God. Verse 12, though. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name. Verse 13 says, who are not born of blood, of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but they were born of God. Here's the first, verse 14, the kicker, and the word became flesh. Yeah, the word, God became flesh and dwelt among us, humans, and we saw his glory. We beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, John, he had a powerful ministry, but he said, I can't even bend down and loose Jesus' trap. You think I'm something? Because I'm out here, you know, with the locusts and the wild honey and, you know, y'all, you know, getting saved and God doing this through me. But he said the one coming after me is preferred before me because he was before me. And I can't even, you think I'm something, I can't even untie his shoestring, dog. How about that? You know what I'm saying? I can't even untie his shoestring. You think I'm something? You know what I'm saying? That was John. Because he's the one. Jesus. God became flesh. See what I'm saying? So when you're rejecting Jesus, guess who you rejecting? You're rejecting God. You see what I'm saying? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. you will get this Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We ain't worried about nothing. You know what I'm talking about? So this same miraculous person, this same miraculous one, you know what I mean? The one that was in the beginning with God. You know, everything that God created, he created it through Jesus. You know, this Christmas, this Christmas. Ain't no way around it, though. Everything that God created, he created it through Jesus. No way around it. Everything that God created, he created it through Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus, but you was created through Jesus. How moronic is that? Stop listening to the devil, man. He got angels kicked out of heaven with him that was seeing God in all his glory, so you know he down here wreaking havoc on us humans. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get this Jesus over here. You know what I'm talking about? And we're going to give you this Jesus as well. So he is the life. Yeah, he is the life, and all humans got in light. Yeah, he is the life. And he is the guiding light to all humans that have ever been on the earth, that is on the earth right now, and that will ever come on the earth. Because just because you don't believe in Jesus don't change who he is. It might change who he is to you, but it does not change who he is. He is the true light. You know what I'm saying? Satan know that. You know it too. He is the true light. You know what I'm saying? Snap out of it. Yeah, they say the God of this world, Satan blinds you. But we coming over here with the light. You know what I'm saying? Open Jesus, open blind eyes. Joy to the world. The true light is here. Open them blind eyes up. Joy to the world. The true light is here. Yep. Open up the blind eyes, Jesus. Joy to the world. The true light is here. Will you receive him this Christmas? Huh? Will you receive Jesus this Christmas? When you believe on his name, you are then a child of God. Mm-hmm. When you believe on his name, that's when you're a child of God. So be born again. God's spirit, though. Not of your own desires. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not of your, it's not your own. Don't be born of your own desires to be good. Well, I did all this bad. Now I just want to be good now. Don't be born of your own desires. Don't be born again of religion. We ain't coming here to give you no religion. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of rules and regulations. Thou shalt not and all this. You know what I'm saying? We're going to tell you that Christ fulfilled what thou shalt not. He did that, and that's the only person sacrifice that God going to, you know, accept for all humans. Yeah, because he said obedience is better than sacrifice. So he accept the sacrifice of Jesus, then he telling you he'll accept your obedience. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not about religion. And it ain't, you can't be born again, don't get in this, because of a blood sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Because, okay, should I say blood sacrifice is? It took one blood sacrifice. That's what God received, and that's Jesus the Christ. All the rest of them blood sacrifices, come on, man, is not necessary. That's evil. That's from the evil one. So you can't be born again over here, you know what I'm saying, by blood sacrifices, except for if it's Jesus' sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be born of the Spirit, God's Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Spirit and truth worshipers. Stand up. You know what I'm talking about? True spirit and truth worshipers. You know what I'm saying? Please stand up. Please stand up. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. You know what I mean? We bragging about our Lord and Savior, man. All this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Showing you who he is and all that. But guess what? The same humans that didn't want him, the same ones that didn't want him here, they chose a murderer and a thief to come, you know, from condemnation so that they can crucify the Lord and Savior, man. You know what I'm saying? So these same humans that everything was created, you know, God created everything through, these same humans, should I say, that were created through Jesus are the same ones that said with this hook in this song saying right here. You know what I'm saying? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. Now check it out, man. We'll be right back in a minute.
Crucify him.
I'm meeting with you up in the upper room.
Crucify.
Put your hand in the bowl and go do what you do.
Crucify.
30 pieces of silver and a kiss on the cheek.
Crucify.
A trial in the middle of the night held in secret.
Crucify.
Deny me through time, prophecy fulfilled.
Crucify.
for the debt of your sin, purchase the potter's field.
Crucified.
A burial place for strangers to lay.
Crucified.
Called the field of blood still to this day.
Crucified.
Stood before the governor with nothing to say.
Crucified.
I find no charge in this man, take him away. I'ma do my best not to shame the spirit. Your word, Lord, I'ma stay right near it. Keeping my mind stayed, keeping my eyes raised. The deeper the relationship, the more that I gain. Your love and affection, your ways of correction, your grace and protection, the depth of your lessons. Remind me of why your son died for me and helps to remove all the pride from me.
Now at the feast, it was time to release.
Crucified.
A ruthless killer or the one named Jesus.
Crucified.
I just turned to the crowd, what do you want me to do?
Crucified.
Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?
Crucified.
I just question Jesus alone in solitude.
Crucified.
The last question he asked of him, what is truth?
Crucified.
Release Barabbas, they shouted even more.
Crucified.
Scourge marked and adorned with the robe and some thorns. For real, listen up. Pay attention, look at me. We're offering Jesus plea bargains to these charges. For claiming to be God, he's sounding retarded. Regardless of how many churches he started, or how many souls he freed from the darkness. In the end, living in sin, we departing. If we're not living for him, we leapfrogging into the abyss where suffering will exist. And you better be praying that your name is not on the list.
Jesus was sat upon the judgment seat.
Crucified.
God said to them, shall I crucify your king?
Crucified.
It was about the sixth hour when Pontius washed his hands.
Crucified.
To the place of the soul with the Son of Man.
Crucified.
He bore the cross of sin for both me and you.
Crucified.
Inscribed, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.
Crucified.
He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
It is finished, but your sin will do this too.
Amen, amen. Every day that we sin, we put Christ back up on the cross and crucify him again and again. Yes, that's right. Every time we sin knowingly, we place Jesus back on the whipping block and apply 39 more big ones upon him. Yes, indeed, my God. The Son of God paid with his own sinless blood that we would have power over sin. But for some strange reason, we'd rather keep him on the cross while we continue enjoying our fleshful living. But see, Christ came that we might have life and life more abundantly, minus hell in the end, minus eternal punishment and damnation. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, we up in here, man. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, man, this Christmas, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, you know what I mean? We giving over here, exalting Jesus, showing you who Jesus is from the Word of God, you know what I'm saying? Him being displayed, him all-powerful, you know, God inside of him reconciling, bringing the world back to himself, you know, fixing what we messed up, fixing what we broke, you know what I'm saying? God doing it through him. You know what I'm saying? Coming to everything that was made in the Word, everything that God made, he made it through Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm saying? But these same humans that were made through Jesus the Christ is who were yelling out, crucify him. You know what I'm saying? Even us, you know, we was living in the way that was saying crucify him before we met him. You know what I'm saying? But thank the Lord for the born-again process. You know what I'm talking about? Being born again and then having no condemnation come to you. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here, man. We hip-hop meets Christ. This Christmas, who you kicking it with? SC or JC? You know what I'm talking about? We up in here, man. Jesus the Christ representing, man. But let's, since we talking about him, you know, we was talking about his birth. Let's look at, you know, his death and what they did to him. You know what I'm saying? Because their deeds were evil, and he testified that their deeds were evil. This is what they did to him. You know what I'm saying? We're going to look at Matthew 26, and we're going to look at Matthew 27 and 28 too, you know what I mean? We're not going to get in, read all the whole chapters of those, but, you know, like I said, we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God, for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Matthew chapter number 26, though, we're going to look, skip around. We're going to start with verse number 14. You know what I'm saying? Look at how he had, you know, been betrayed by one of his own people, man. You know what I'm saying? His own folk. You know what I'm talking about? The one that used to dip in the offering with him. You know what I'm saying? He kept the, let him keep the treasure. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the minister or the pastor, you know, Jesus, they were giving it to the ministry so he can take from the ministry. You know what I'm saying? But he let the thief keep the ministry. He let the thief keep the offering. You know what I'm saying? Jesus could have got all the offering out of it. You know what I'm saying? But he let the thief keep the offering because he knew the thief was going to steal from him anyway. You know what I'm saying? So this is who we're looking at right here. Judas. Matthew chapter number 26. Verse 14 says, then one of the 12, see, one of his homies, one of the ones that was kicking it with him, you know what I'm saying? But thank God, that, you know, he don't be caught off by surprise. He knew who was going to betray him. Judas didn't have to betray him, but, you know, God works with our will. We got free will. He didn't have to betray Jesus, but that's what he chose to do, so that's what God chose to work with. You know what I'm saying? Then one of the 12 disciples, now, one of the 12, this wasn't nobody who wasn't hanging with Jesus or following Jesus. One of the 12. This one of the ones that's in there, going with Jesus everywhere. You know what I'm saying? One of the 12 called Judas Iscariot. He went to the chief priest. He didn't go to God. He went to the chief priest, to the president or the council, the Congress, whatever. You know what I mean? The international banks. He went to them and said, what are you willing to give me if I deliver Jesus to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. God darn it. That's how much Jesus was worth, huh? 30 pieces of silver. You know what I'm saying? Not even gold that they're trying to buy back now. But, yeah, they counted out 30 pieces of silver. So verse 16 says, so from that time, Judas sought opportunity to betray him. All right? Skip down to verse 31. It says, then Jesus said to him, this is Matthew 26 and verse 31 says, then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd or the head, the one that the caregiver. I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But how many of us know that God is the one that's in complete control? You know what I'm saying? Don't have to worry about nothing. But yeah, all of you may be made to stumble this night because of me, because they are taking me away. They're taking the head away. They're taking the power. All right, verse 32 says, but after I have been raised, I will go before you. So don't be sad. They're going to do this to me. They're going to take me. They're going to condemn me, beat me, put thrones on my head and all this. But after I have been raised. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Mm-hmm. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. And Jesus told him, yeah, you're gonna be made to stumble because you're going to deny me. The next verse, Jesus said to him, surely I say to you that this night before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. Before the rooster crow once, but before the rooster crow even once, you're going to deny me three times. Good God Almighty. Oh, but you right here talking all that. I'm going to ride with you, Jesus. I will never be made to stumble. You the scariest one. Jesus said to him, surely I say to you, this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So they're going to be whooping me. You know what I'm saying? Whooping me. Yes, sir.
What up? You.
Big
hurt. I got something to say about that. Hey, man.
Go ahead.
That lets you know, bro. Jesus went through something, bro. We're going to have to go through it, too. Now, I mean, and he was better. He was better than us. He was perfect, and he had to go through it. We're nowhere near perfect. And that's why I want people to know, man, we can't be getting sad in the prison whenever something go wrong, whenever something happened, bro. That's just like, man, it's like you going on a mission. You got to go through some stuff. It's like you pledging. You pledging to a fraternity. You got to go through some stuff before you can get in that fraternity. And Jesus is going to take you through that stuff, you know what I mean? He the one going to be there with you to get you through that stuff,
you know what I mean?
Because he went through it. He know what it felt like. And we don't know what it felt like yet. We still don't know Even though we go through some stuff, we ain't going through what he went through. You know what I mean? No one near. But he went through way worse conditions. And that means we got to be able to pull through whatever we coming through. Like, whatever situation we're going through, whatever trying to keep us down, we got to be able to pull through it. No problem. Because, like you said, he can't. He was brought back. And that's what we got to do. After we go through it, we're going to be brought back. Not brought back to life. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be brought back from the situation. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, they're right.
It's like the same thing, same situation, just a little lower. You know what I mean? Not as harsh, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, the same thing as we going through it. And it's like, how to explain it? How I'm trying to explain it? Like, when we be brought back, not brought back to life, but we being brought back from the situation, you know what I mean? So Jesus was brought back, so we going to be brought back. So whatever we're going through, just remember, you're going to be brought back because Jesus was brought back.
That's right. Bring him back. You know what I'm saying? Resurrect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's for sure. And then you said being brought back to life. You said we won't be brought back to life. We really will be. You know what I'm saying? Being brought back to life.
Yeah, really.
If you get in the situation or what have you, when Jesus bring you out of that situation, then you back to normal. You back in life. You know what I'm saying? How I was before you even met the situation. But then with Christ, he put you on top of your situation. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. He put the devil under your feet. You know what I'm saying? So we stomp him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. So, yeah, man, you're right about that. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and jump back into these scriptures, man. Matthew, go over to 27. So we're going to be right here in these three chapters for a minute. Matthew 27 chapter, though. Matthew chapter number 27, we're going to look at verse number 27. And it says, then the soldiers of the governor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'd be tripping, huh? The soldiers of the governor. What'd they do? They took Jesus. The soldiers of the governor took Jesus. The government let one lady take Trey out of school. Uh-oh. All right. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his hand. See, they mocking him, dressing him like a king. You know what I'm saying? Put the little scarlet robe on him. You know what I'm saying? But disrespecting him at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Twisted a crown of thorns. Not giving him a real crown, but a twisted a crown of thorns. A crown of thorns now. Put that on his head. They ain't just place it on his head either. You know what I'm saying? They put it on his head and the reed in his hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! They mocking him. Verse 30, here's what else they did. Then they spat on him. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Don't spit on Oasis. All right? Do not. Okay. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. They spit on the man. Hit him with a stick. Oh, my goodness. They violent. This is what they did to the one that got up there and was reconciling the world to himself, to God Almighty. How you going to spit on God? You know what I'm saying? And then I heard that's one of this Illuminati, this Satanism, Mason, all that. I heard that's one of the guys doing one of the initiations. They tell you to spit on the cross. You know what I'm saying? Spit on the cross. But they spit on Jesus. See what I'm saying? Ain't nothing new under the sun. Spit on the cross. Spit on Jesus. They spit on Jesus. This is the governor. People that work for the governor now. The government. Yeah. Uh-huh. Verse 31. Matthew 27. And when they had mocked him and they took the robe off of him, they put his own clothes on him and led him away to be crucified. See, don't leave Jesus. See what I'm saying? That's what happened when you lead Jesus. They led him away. Let Jesus lead you to life. Let Jesus lead you to God. You know what I'm saying? Let Jesus lead you to your purpose that you are here on this earth, man. You know what I'm saying? Why are you trying to figure it out? Well, he already worked it out. You know what I mean? Verse 32, Matthew 27 says, Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross, and when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him sour wine. Now, this is what you're doing to God. You know what I mean? God that made you, that loved you so much. you know what I'm saying, made you, you messed up, then he still come by and die for you. They gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink, man. It wasn't well. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that he might be fulfilled, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. See, they doing what was already spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and of my clothing they cast lots. They gamble for my clothes. They, you know, shooting dice or whatever, drawing sticks or whatever you want to do, gambling for his clothes. And sitting down, they kept watch over him. See, you shouldn't be watching over Jesus. He should be watching over you. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation. Now, he put blessings over your head, but you're going to put an accusation up over his head written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Now, that was written against him, though. They wasn't honoring him. They were telling the truth. They wrote the truth, but they didn't believe it. Otherwise, they wouldn't kill him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. That was written against him. There's an accusation. You know what I'm saying? You know who the accuser of the humans is? Satan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Satan claws. But this Christmas, we're going to give you this Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So let's go down, what is it, verse 42. It says, they started mocking him. They said, verse 42, Matthew 27, he saves others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and then we're going to believe him. Verse 43 said, he trusted in God. Let God deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. See, it ain't for God to do what we tell him. It ain't even for God to do what we ask him. It's for us to do what he asks us. You see what I'm saying? He gives us the desires of our heart, but he's the one that got to change your heart so you will know the right things to desire. So stop sitting up here asking him for stuff that ain't according to his will, but is according to yours. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. All right, let's go to verse number 50. We're still in Matthew 27. Matthew 27, verse 50, though. Skip down to verse 50, and it says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and he yielded up his spirit. So they beat him, put the crown of thorns on him, mocked him, spit on him, all that, put him on the cross, put the nails in his hand, nails in his feet, or should I say in his wrist or what have you, you know what I'm saying? And he still wasn't dead. Offered him the sour wine, all that. Verse 50 says, and verse 50, Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and then he yielded up his spirit. That's when he left, gave up the spirit. He said, they ain't take my life from me. I laid my life down, man. You ain't." He told the government, you ain't got no power over me. You know what I'm saying? Something which was given you from above, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm from heaven. I'm above all. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 51 says, then, behold, the veil of the temple. See, I'm above all, so I could tell the veil of the temple that man bought. I could tell the veil of religion. I could tell the veil of oppression and segregation. And I could tell the veil down. You know what I'm saying? Behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the veil was made out of what? Stone or something like that? Anyway, some harsh material. But it's being torn. It's being torn like a piece of paper. See what I'm saying? That's Christ. The veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked. And the rocks were split, see that? Splitting rocks on them. And the graves were open. Look at that, man. Come on, man. Talking about an earthquake. The graves were open and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. First resurrection sound like to me. Uh-oh. The saints who had fallen asleep already were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they, the saints, went into the holy city. And appeared to many. See there? They the ones that were resting in peace. Christ came and got them. You said, ooh, goodness, boy, boy. Verse 54. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. See, you don't want to miss Christ coming back, riding on the cloud and taking you up. You don't want to be saying, oh, man, truly that was Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I heard wondering who that was. I think that was 8 Ball. So 8 Ball MJG said, hell is the truth seen too late. You don't want to see, you know, all your folk going to everything that you done heard about that you didn't believe. You don't want to see it be true. Like, you know Christ coming back. You don't want to be stuck without him. And then be like, well, truly this was the Son of God. Too late then. Skip down to verse 62. Matthew 27 says, on the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, sir, we remember while he was still alive how this deceiver, look what they call him, Jesus, now. How you going to call the truth deception? You know what I'm saying? How you calling the truth deception, but you down with the great deceiver, though. You know what I'm saying? You calling the truth deception, but then you down with the great deceiver. You know what I'm saying? That's your homie. The great deceiver is your homie because he the one got you calling the truth lies. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Can you hear me now? Is this thing still on? All right. Verse 63 saying, sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, after 3 days I will rise. See, Jesus don't just talk. God said, let there be light, and it happened. So if he said he going to get up in 3 days, oh, yes, it happened. If he say, I'm going to get you out your situation, oh, it's going to happen. If he say, just hold on, wait on me, I'm coming to your rescue, believe that. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure. So they trying to secure it. This man fighting against God now, even then. This ain't even the Battle of Armageddon, man. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure. You know what I mean? Until the third day. At least his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead, so that the last deception will be worse than the first. Look at these folk, man. Let's go make it secure. It's already got a stone in front of it. What, you want to seal the stone up or something? Verse 65 says, Pilate said to them, you have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how. Make it secure. Go and put the seal on, whatever you're going to do. So verse 66 says, so they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Mm-hmm. They went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. So they sealed it, and they set something else. They really made it secure. It's already a big stone. How much more you need to make the stone secure? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's all gravy, man. You know what I mean? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. This Christmas, are you kicking it with SC or are you kicking it with JC, man? Shouts out, much love to all those that's kicking it with JC up in here by way of when hip-hop meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. That's what it is, man. So, yeah, this Christmas, we looked at how everything was made through Jesus. Without him, nothing was made that was made. We looked at him in verse 14 of John chapter 1, how the Word became flesh in John 1:1. How, you know what I mean, he was, you know, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, guess what? It is safe to say that God and Jesus are the same. Yeah, because you got God the Father. Mm-hmm. Got God the Son, which is Jesus, and you got God the Holy Spirit, and all those three are one. They agree as one. They are one. You know what I'm saying? They are the one Almighty God. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. This Christmas. Let's get it.
Let thy will be done.
Be done on earth. let it be.
Turn it up. Turn it up for Christmas.
Did you like that? Oh, yeah, I thought you would. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about. You tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Price. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Yes, sir. It's Christmas, man. We kicking it with JC, you know what I'm saying? Who you kicking it with? You kicking it with SC? Or you kicking it with JC? You know what I'm saying? If you like to kick it with JC, then you in this ATL area. Tonight, well, this evening, from 5 to 10, December 21st, this evening from 5 to 10 o'clock, we got a Christmas concert coming up. We're giving away free toys to the kids, you know what I'm saying? Giving away free toys to the kids. We're going to glorify God through our music, what we do. You know what I mean? So if you like that little song right there, man, y'all come on out, man. We're going to have a great time, man. It's going to be free toys, music. Fun and games. The address is 8049 Webb Road. 8049.
Hey, King. Hey,
King.
Webb
Road. What's
happening, King? Man, I was digging that, man. I'm going to play that song about 20 times
tonight,
man.
That's a DJ, y'all. DJ, yeah, we got to keep... Back. We got to keep the concert going with that, DJ. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's going to be the go-to song. Man, that's
okay,
that I like
it, though. Yes, sir. We got a few things up our sleeve.
I was,
bro, I was trying to get in earlier, bro. All I had something to say about when you talking about getting spit on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be quick. But I was saying, okay, Jesus, I'll be on my rock on Peter. We got to be like Peter. But we got to be like Jesus, Peter, and all the rest of the disciples. Peter was a bucker. He going to buck on them. They would have spit on him. He probably would have cut somebody. We got to be like Peter, though. We still Jews, but we got to be like Peter at the same time. So the first time we're going to turn the cheek, then we're coming back with Peter. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir, because I ain't got but two cheeks, cuz. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't got but two, and you might not get away with slapping me on one, so don't try me. You know what I'm talking about?
Look, one cheek, I'm Jesus. The second cheek, I'm coming back as Peter now.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, because Jesus is the lamb and he's the lion. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So people, you know, because he presented himself as the lamb, they thought he was just all cute and cuddly and defenseless. Because lamb, you know, sheep don't really fight. But that lion, though, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, son. Revelation 5, if you want scripture on that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, appreciate that. Big hurt. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Let the Lord use you, man.
Yes, sir.
Let me go on back into my announcement. DJ Scritcher.
Bring it back.
Yes, sir. Tonight, we got the Christmas concert coming up, man, on 5 to 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Free concert, free toys, music, fun and games. The address, 8049 Webb Road. 8049 Webb, like Spud Webb, Webb Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. Yes, sir. 8049 Webb Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. It's behind Anointed Vision of Hope Church. So as soon as you turn on Webb Road from Highway 85 or what have you, it's that first church on your left. It's behind that church. You know what I'm saying? The telephone number 770-477-6464. Man, we're gonna crank that thing up for the Lord, man. You know what I'm saying? Screw Satan, man. We about Christ's business. Screw Santa Claus. We kicking him out. You know what I'm talking about? We saying Merry Christmas. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't got to say Merry Christmas no more, Satan. I can say Merry Christmas. You ain't think about that. So you can't outthink our Father. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But, yeah, that's today, December 21st from 5 to 10. Meet us over there for the Christmas concert 2013, man. 8049 Well Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. If you like that song, man, that's just a little song. You're going to crank that thing up for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Since Big Hurt like that song so much, I'm going to play it some more, man. We'll be right back. Get this Jesus.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jesus. He is the life and all humans guiding light. Yeah, Jesus is the life. And he is the guiding light for all humans. He is the true light. Joy to the world. You know what I'm saying? The true light is here. Will you receive Jesus this Christmas? And when you believe on his name, that's when you are then a child of God. You know, being born again, born again. Born twice, die once. Born once, you're going to die twice. But be born again, man. Born as a baby, then be born again. You know what I'm saying? Through, by the Spirit, though. God's Spirit. Not your own desires, not religion, not no blood sacrifices, but be born of the Spirit, God's Spirit. Spirit and truth worshipers. Stand up. You know what I'm talking about? This Christmas, let's celebrate Jesus' birthday for real. You know what I'm saying? For he is the jolly, joyful, good fellow, Lord and Savior. Happy birthday, Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we were just looking at how they crucified Jesus and all that. You know how he came here and he did all this for us and how we humans still crucify him. You know what I'm saying? Chose a murderer, a thief or whatever, instead of the innocent Lord and Savior, God, instead of God. Look at what they're choosing now over God. You know what I'm saying? Look at how humans all agree on one devil, but then when it comes down to God, how many religions out there? Look at this. Yeah. But this Christmas, we're going to celebrate the truth. You know what I mean? The true Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, man. So let's look at the resurrection power. Humans crucified him. They didn't want him. So let's look at the resurrection power of the Father. Let's go to Matthew 28, and we're going to end it right there with, you know, with our favorite, one of our favorite verses. We'll end it with that from Revelation. But right now, let's go to Matthew 28, starting at verse 1. It says, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled the stone from the door and sat on it. Because you remember how we read earlier, they sealed it up. Humans, man, they came and sealed up. It was already a rock in front of it. Then they sealed it up and put something else in front of it and all that. So verse 2 from Matthew 28 says, the angel came and rolled back the stone. See, you can't stop God. You know what I'm saying? God ain't just ain't limited by no human stuff or human actions or what have you, whatever we can do. He's not just limited by this human realm. You know what I'm saying? So he sent his angel. That ain't even God. The angel of the Lord came down here, descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone. Not God Almighty, man. Come on, man. From the door, and the angel sat on it. Verse 3, Matthew 28 says, his countenance was like lightning. Good God Almighty. Could you imagine that? His countenance was like lightning. His body, his clothing, as white as snow. And the guards shook. Look at the guards now. You got some scary guards. You're supposed to be so tough, but then when God stick his hand in something, the guards are shook for fear. Verse 4, Matthew 28. The guards shook for fear of him, and because they became like dead men. Scared. You know what I'm saying? But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus. You seek Jesus, so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You're the one seeking Jesus. Don't be afraid. What can man do to you but threaten you? Do not be afraid. Jesus said, I'll show you who to fear. Don't fear a man because they can't do nothing but kill your flesh. He said, I'll show you who to fear. Fear the one that can kill your flesh, and after that, you still got to face him. So do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. See there? He is not here. You looking for him in the grave. He ain't there. But he is up. He gone. He risen. As he said, because he don't lie. He speaks stuff into existence. Come see the place where the Lord lay. See, words work for God too. You already know that? Words work for God. Life and death in your tongue. Speak life and see what happened with your life. You know what I'm saying? But he is not here, for he is risen. And as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 7 says, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you. So he's going before you, preparing for us, his true disciples. That's what he's going to do. I go to prepare a place for you. So he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb. So they was obedient. They went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. Great joy. Get you some joy this Christmas. They went out with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, as they were on the way, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. He ain't say be sad. He said rejoice, celebrate. So they came and held him by the feet, and they worshiped him. They humbly bowing down before the Lord, not a human. They humbly bowing down before the Lord. See, a lot of folks want you to bow down before them. Ain't no happening. You know what I'm saying? I take my stand like the Hebrew boys personally, myself, like the Hebrew boy. I'm bowing to God and God only. You know what I'm saying? But they held him by the feet and worshiped him. He's worthy to be worshiped. You don't worship no other human. You know what I'm saying? Made out of dirt just like you. They didn't get on no cross and die. They can't save you. Only Christ can do that. Verse 10, Matthew 28 says, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. See that? And he comforted them. Do not be afraid. The angel said, don't be afraid. Now Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Verse 17 says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them still doubted. Verse 18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority. See there? Look at that, man. This who you, this Christman, this who we, this is who, this is about Jesus. Look what Jesus did for you. You know what I'm saying? This is this same authority. Well, look, they say, look what Jesus accomplished then. You know what I'm saying? Look at this. Verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority. That's why we call him Lord. That's why he is Lord, because all authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. See, the devil said he showed Jesus the kingdoms of the world and told him in the moment of time, he showed him the kingdoms of the world, all their glory, and told him, if you bow down and serve me, I'll give you this, because it has been given to me. Now, when you look right here, it says again right here, Jesus is saying, all authority has been given to me. So who is giving out this stuff? Who gave the devil, you know what I'm saying, the kingdoms of the world? Who made the devil the god of this world? You know what I'm saying? And who is the one that gave Jesus the authority in heaven and on earth? The one whom we should be fearing, the God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? Not no almighty dollar or unmighty dollar, but the God Almighty is the one who has given Jesus all the authority and gives you all the authority too over the power of the enemy. See, your authority, the authority that Christ gives you, is more powerful than the devil's power. You see what I'm saying? We're more than conquerors through Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm saying? So all authority was given to him on heaven and on earth. Go, verse 19 says, go therefore and make disciples. This is your job. Make disciples. How do I do that? Get in that word. And when God tell you to open your mouth, speak, and don't be ashamed of what he say, say. You know what I'm saying? Or go where he say, go. Do what he say, do. Do not be ashamed of it. Go, therefore, and that's how you make disciples. Let his spirit do it through you, not your own efforts. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Give them that Jesus, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, Jesus is saying this to you. Take it personally. He's saying this to me. I take it personally. I am with you always. Jesus is with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus is with you always, even to the end of the age. And I will end with this verse right here. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, and God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So God is the one that's going to get rid of your sorrow, your pain, and get rid of death. You know what I mean? Wipe the tears from your eyes. He's just that God enough to do it. Father, thank you for letting us come before you again. Thank you for giving, say thank you for guarding my heart and my mind. I pray that you know, you water seed that has been planted, let it produce a great harvest for your kingdom. And I also pray that you send more spirit and truth worshipers into your harvest. Father, let your will be done. Continue to lead us and guide us, Father, in this Christmas. Let us really celebrate the birth of your son, Jesus, and just celebrate him, not only his birth, but who he is, who you are, Father. Let your will continue to be done. Let this 2013 Christmas, be the best one yet, because we know that you specialize in outdoing yourself, Father. So let your will continue to be done. I pray that you bless the concert tonight. I pray that you keep the hand of the enemy away, keep him all the way back. As a matter of fact, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and I rebuke you in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against all evil, Father. As we continue to glorify you, continue to exalt us to where you will have us to be in you. Let us trust you more. Let us obey you more. Let us love you and people. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Hallelujah and amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ, man. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm saying? Wanda.
Yes.
What's cracking with you?
It's all wonderful. It's all wonderful. Jesus is alive. That's all it is. Jesus is alive. He rose. And he gave us life. And he is all that we need. He is over heaven and earth. Satan has no power. He has no dominion. He is underneath God's feet. He's underneath Jesus' feet. And we are here to celebrate Jesus' birth because he lives right now because he loves us so. And that's all I have to say because I know God. I know God has it. And Satan is a liar, and he is already defeated. We have power because Jesus lives. I'm so glad.
Amen.
I'm so glad he lives.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, God, for your power. And thank you for giving us the Savior so we can live also in you and not be afraid and not be fearful. We have the ruler of all rulers. We have the king of all kings, the Lord of all lords. We have Jesus, and that's all we need. People cannot stop Jesus. The world cannot stop Jesus. All these different people that you worship, you cannot get to heaven. You cannot have nothing with them. You cannot have nothing with the dollar. That's a world thing. Jesus is over the world. Jesus is over the riches. Jesus is over everything.
Amen.
So we only need Jesus. We only need Jesus, God, for let him live. So we celebrate Jesus. Christmas. Thank you for
That's
Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah. This is Christmas, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Holla back in a minute.
Get in the holiday spirit. The season's filled with cheer. Rhyme with family. A time with friends are near. I know it's easy to get caught up in all of the gifts we're
It's your boy Chosen. It's your boy Chosen. It's your boy Chosen. Yeah, 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 oh. Christmas for me, yeah.
Angelo.